beer.
Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
Well, according to my little verse of the day on my little calendar, it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. Do you know that, friend? Do you know that full well? That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Always a good reminder how God put us together in his image. All our strengths and all our weaknesses should be credited to him. Well, hello there, friend. Of course, this is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Crate News Radio. I am Joey Kroll. Always an honor to be sitting behind this microphone, and I'm going to be joined by some special guests here in just a minute or two. But how's your week coming along? You hanging in there? You doing all right? It's been warming up, hasn't it? Getting ready for summer and so forth. And we're already talking about our family vacation in our household. We're going to be going on vacation, I believe, in the month of July. So we're looking forward to that and looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to see what God has in store for us today. And if you're looking to maybe do something for a great cause and edification. Of course, Mark Thompson was on the morning program yesterday. Mark Thompson is with the Preparedness Expo, which is going to be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be at the Slot and Wings Hobbies parking lots right there on Bloomington Road in Champaign. It's a free event. There's going to be tons of displays and demonstrations to help you learn how to be prepared, how to be ready, to teach you what necessities you should store in your pantry when the stores are closed, how to communicate during an emergency, and how to be safe and secure when the lights go out, and how to cook food without the appliances and so forth. So this is going to be a great opportunity to be ready and prepared in case of emergency, especially as we head into severe weather season. Again, it's the Preparedness Expo happening this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Swing on by at the Slot and Wing Hobbies parking lots right there on Bloomington Road, 1040 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, just two blocks west of Prospect Avenue, and it's a free event. And, well, this morning I'm joined with my kiddos. They're in the studio here today, and sir, you can go first. What's your name?
My name's Timothy. My sister is Hannah.
All right, Hannah, say your name.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Okay. Timothy, how old are you, sir?
I'm 10, about to be 11.
Okay, and Hannah, how old are you, sweetie?
I'm 7.
You're 7 years old. So yesterday was your last day of school. Now, Hannah, are you looking forward to the summer, or are you going to be missing school here?
I'm going to be missing school.
You're going to be missing school, so what are you going to be missing about school the most?
My teacher just teaching me and my friends.
Oh, now, Tim, what about you, man? Are you looking forward to summer, or are you going to be missing school?
You know what? I'm actually a little bit of both. I am going to miss my friends, and I wish that school could last year-round, to be honest with you.
Wait a second. Wait. You're going to be 11 years old, and you're telling people that you don't mind school being year-round?
Well, yeah, so I can see my friends.
Oh, that's what. Forget that whole education stuff,
yeah,
right?
Is that what you... Party time.
All right, Hannah, now I know you said you're going to be missing school, so what are you looking forward to the most this summer?
Our family vacation.
Ooh, our family vacation. What about you, Tim? What are you going to be looking forward to the most of the summer?
Actually, just the same as Hannah said, our family vacation at Santa Claus.
In Santa Claus, Indiana. Yeah, we're going to be doing that in July, so we're looking forward to that. All right, so you guys stick around for a few minutes. And today, friend, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be playing your old-time favorite gospel songs from your favorite groups from years past. Thought we would change it up just a little bit today. So we'll hear music from the Happy Goodmans, maybe some Gold City as well. But right now, friend, here's music from the Imperials and Praise the Lord right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams,
Their hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme. And you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Yes, the Imperials and Praise the Lord right here on Great News Radio. Today we are playing your favorite old-time gospel songs from your favorite groups from years past. And today I'm joined with my kiddos who are out of school for the summer. Okay, Hannah, could you read that thing right there?
Hi, this is Hannah, and this is music from the Happy Goodmans on Great News Radio.
Good job.
Upon the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day. As he was left alone to die, he began to pray. The Holy Ghost fell on him, the Spirit, it came down. He began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator, name was John.
Talking about John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice
saying, come up higher.
John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. While in the Spirit praying, John turned around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like many waters, a great trumpet sound. He said, I am the first and the last. The Revelator wrote it down.
Oh,
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem.
Jerusalem coming now.
Yes, it was
John the Revelator. That way he looked around. He saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice
saying, come up higher.
John the Revelator ruled about the city of God.
Open up, John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator. Sing them up higher.
John the Revelator ruled about the city of God.
The Happy Goodmans and John the Revelator here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio, playing your favorite old-time gospel songs from your favorite groups from years past. Right now, here's the group Gold City and Midnight Cry.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's I can almost hear the trumpet and Gabriel sound the call at the midnight cry. We'll be going home when Jesus steps out. Prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father. Of Christ.
City and Midnight Cry here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, playing your favorite old-time gospel songs from your favorite artists from years past. And since my kiddos are out of school for the summer, they're joining me in the studio today. Can you read that right there, sir?
Hi, this is Timothy, and this is music from the Gaithers on Great News Radio.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but greater still the calm assurance our boy can face and serve. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he
final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory.
And then as day gives way to victory.
The lights of glory.
I'll see the lights of glory.
And I'll know he reigns.
I'll know he reigns.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Oh, what a great, great classic by Bill and Gloria Gaither, and Because He Lives, right here on this Thursday. Yes, what a great reminder. It's because that Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow because he lives. We can face anything that comes our way because we can lean on Him. He is the vine and we are the branches. And apart from Him, we cannot do anything. So friend, take hope today. Know that the tomb is still empty. The cross of Christ still stands. And Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for let me spend some time here with you today. And thanks to my kiddos who are actually out now. But thanks to them for hanging out with me for most of the day today. And don't forget that this is a listener-supported radio station, a listener-supported radio ministry, and we depend on your support. So would you consider maybe sending us a gift sometime this month as the summer months, as we're heading into those summer months, tend to be one of the slowest times of the year. So if you can, would you remember us by sending in your gift of support and your word of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me spend some time here with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark and Jason continuing their study on the book of Acts. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.